Pat Robertson has kind of apologized.
Yeah.
He has? For his, yes, he did. But still, he said it.
He said it.
Let's go to our... Let's go to our religious expert, ladies and gentlemen. Even though he lives in Florida now, he still checks in.
Sure he does.
Here is the good Reverend Robert Jilton.
A good morning, friends.
Good morning, Robert.
And a good morning to you dog soldiers of the devil.
Hey.
Well, it seems Brother Patrick has come forth and apologized for his accidental spewing about the assassination of the president of Venezuela.
Well, yes, it was an accident,
And I've got to tell you, it surprised me.
Why is that? Mm-hmm.
Well, because the first thing you learn in televangelist school is thou shalt not spew.
Number one. Thou shalt not spew, huh?
No spewing.
Televangelist. There's no spewing in televangelism.
No spewing in televangelism.
Number one rule.
Number one.
You know, and to me,
Reverend.
Patton Robertson is a lot like Lance Armstrong after making love to Sheryl Crow.
What does that mean? Where you
he's falling off his rocker. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Can I have an autographed picture of Sheryl Crow?
Amen. Yeah, we'll get you one.
All I want to do is have some fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, you see anybody sitting in
your...
You know, when the feeling comes on, you just got to let it flow.
Speaking in tongues again. There you go. Boy, it just hits you, doesn't it?
Speaking in tongues.
It just grabs you, doesn't it?
Just grabs a hold of you.
Reverend,
calm down. I've got the spirit in me.
You've got the spirit in you. You've got the spirit in you.
But you know, I've known Pat Robertson for a long time.
Oh, you have?
He doesn't smoke.
He doesn't smoke.
He doesn't drink. Doesn't run around.
No.
Yeah.
Chase the women or cheat people on Sunday morning.
Well, good for him.
Just occurred to me we have absolutely nothing in common.
Is that right?
But my question really is, why would anybody in their right mind call for the assassination of the Venezuelan president?
Yeah, there you go.
Good question.
Right there.
I personally would just like to see him tortured.
It's hit him again. Three times this time. He's feeling this.
He's cool.
He's got to
have an amen.
Amen.
But back to my previous statement.
Yes,
having the man tortured.
You know, I seem tortured.
Make him sit through a couple of Ranger games.
Not easy. Come on.
I've had a weekend in Dalhart.
Torture.
Better yet, try to raise money in a seat that costs less than $700.
Yeah, that's torture.
Now, I hope all this publicity doesn't affect anyone watching the 700 Club.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But if it does, myself and a Hebrew friend of mine are starting up the 699 Club. It's faster. It's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's HD ready.
All right. There you go.
And has an express lane for 7 cents a lift.
All right.
It's
him again.
Can you feel the power?
Well, I can feel it then, yeah.
And you know,
but
it won't cost much to get this going.
Yes, we will.
No,
just a tiny amount. All you've got to do is simply send me $5, $10, $15, or $20,000. And I'll be sure to send you your very own prayer TV remote.
There
okay.
Thank you, and it blurred me.
All right. Back at you.
Well,
he's
got
else.
It together. Boy, he was
feeling it.
He was feeling it this morning, wasn't he?
Speaking in tongues.
It was there.